You have one saved message.
Stop that, Malcolm. That tickles. Oh, wait, get up. Morning, guys! Now, that Facebook banner you've put up with dead Johnny Borrows on it, mate, that's just sad. It should be a happy place for your listeners to go, not a bloody wake. Imagine if he actually died. How would you both feel? Wait, Neil, don't answer that. We don't need to hear any more of your jealousy-fueled rage this morning. Now, you're raving about the industry press you got for an award pricked my ears up fully. I thought, no way. Did they sneak under the radar and actually win some kind of accolade? And then I found out. It was for eating donuts. I nearly lost my skinny mocha latte all over my MacBook Pro at that one. Are you actually trying to draw attention to how absolutely awful you are? Or is it just a happy accident? Now, 10 past 8, Robin talked about men's stress levels in wives when watching them clean. And then his punchline when talking about his wife Debbie potentially finding his dirty magazines behind the toilet system. Mate, you're meant to be nice. Angelic even. You don't do things like that. That's what your female listeners' husbands do. And that's what makes them want to listen to you to hear what nice boys get up to. And you blew it. Literally. 20 past 8, celebrity doo-wah diddy, calling a massive megastar like Suzanne Shaw and then bothering her with your inane ridiculousness, just not on. Also, you forced her into a situation where she had to cover a classic song. Now, imagine how she's gonna feel when she gets a letter from either Mr. Manfred or Mr. Man and they demand royalties from her. That will just be embarrassing. Seriously, think this stuff through. You should have called ahead, pre-interviewed her, and then prepared three decent, nice questions like, I don't know, what's your favourite colour? What's your favourite food, Susie? Or, what's your most loved 90s chocolate bar? You know, stuff the audience really wants to hear. Not dumb crap like, why are you so rubbish at football? I'm thinking of turning up to the Big Match Live next weekend so I can take it to one side and apologise. Really, you should be doing that, but after reading your blog yesterday and seeing the total hash you made of apologising to TPAL's Carol Decker, I'm going to take an executive stand on this one. 9 a.m, disgusting news about disgusting things disgusting people do. Seriously, no underpants. Guys, come on! You need to make sure you stock up on your tidy whities and have them on standby. When I was in Sydney, broadcasting to 15 million people a week, I always had a spare set in a drawer at work, right next to my 1,000 hilarious animal sounds CD. Look, fellas, I'm only giving you these tips because I know Jack!
You have no more messages.